American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is William H. Kennedy. And we're going to be talking about the satanic influence in America, in the world today. One of the great tragedies is that in years past, our ministers used to tell us about the devil, how he was at work in our society, how he was certainly trying to influence the outcome of all of our decisions, and that eternal battle between God and Satan was a very real thing to most people. People knew that they were constantly being tempted, but the dark and sinister spiritual forces have infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and removed the teachings, the traditional teachings of Christianity from the church, to the point where today most churches are irrelevant. They do not teach the traditional gospel. The God they worship is a God who loves everybody and would never punish anyone for sin. Oh my goodness, no. We couldn't have a God like that. I refuse to believe in a God that would send someone to eternity in hell or eternal punishment. At least that's the message that they give out. No, our God just loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved. And our God does love everybody and want everybody to be saved. But he's also a God of judgment and justice and vengeance and punishment. And that's why we need a Savior. And that is what's not mentioned in our churches today. Furthermore, the devil is becoming increasingly aggressive, and he has organizations all across the world tempting people. There are satanic covens. There are satanic covens working at the highest levels of our government and within our churches and within our corporations and within our intelligence agencies. In fact, the FBI hires a man full-time to go all over the country telling everybody there is no such thing as organized Satanism. Why would the FBI do that? Because they don't want you to know. Well, I guess this morning does want you to know. His name is William H. Kennedy, and says my voice will not hold out. He will do most of the talking. Hi, William. How are you?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me back on Radio Liberty. And what you said is very pertinent, because we have some breaking news. The police in Britain just smashed a major pedophile ring that was run by a man named Timothy Martin Cox, who's 28 years old, from Buxall, England. And he ran a pedophile site called Kids Are the Light of Our Lives, where he sold pornographic images of children in films. There were over 75,000 images of films that had children from toddlers to teens involved in every kind of vile ritual abuse and sadomasochistic abuse you can imagine. And this Timothy Cox went under the name of the Son of God. Now, as your listeners to this show know, I've been on this several times, I write a lot in my book, Lucifer's Lord, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, and in my other book, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium, about different cults that claim to be God and sexually abuse people. This is a very common form of Satanism. You can trace it in recent times to Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist who died in 1947. But this replacing of God is a recapitulation of Isaiah chapter 14, where Satan tries to overthrow heaven and become God. And these weird cults, like this one Timothy Cox ran, you know, he assumed the title Son of God, and his partner, a man named Gordon McIntosh, his on-screen name was Silent Blackheart. Now, as students of the occult know, Blackheart is one of the titles of Lucifer. So, as you mentioned that metaphysical war earlier between good and evil, Father Malachi Martin, who was a good friend of mine, used to tell me that the devil is a braggart, and he always must leave a calling card. There will always be something that the devil leaves to let you know he's operating. And in this thing they just broke, there were, you know, with the terms like Son of God and Silent Blackheart, you know you're dealing with the devil, who Father Martin used to call Old Scratch. Now, there were over
Wait, before you go on, weren't there a number of children who were actually held in slavery and used for these pornographic films?
Yes, there were. In this bust, there were over 700 men arrested in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Great Britain, and 31 children have been liberated by the police from sexual slavery. They were liberated from the sexual liberation movement in a very strange sort of way, because these pedophiles are all looking for civil rights. It's very bizarre because it's really a time to be grateful, because these are 31 souls who are freed from the worst kind of S&M and ritualistic abuse you can imagine. And as I said, these are everything from children to teenagers and everything in between, doing anything and everything you can imagine. You know, we can't say what on the radio, but it was, from what I've told, I haven't seen any of them, of course, but they were very ritualistic and very S&M. So anyone of a religious bent, give a prayer of thanksgiving to God for liberating these 31 souls from sexual bondage.
And of course, you mentioned Aleister Crowley. People have forgotten he was a 33rd degree Mason before he entered into the satanic levels of Masonry. He was also a member of British intelligence. And the intelligence agencies, both American and British, have been infiltrated by these satanic forces for hundreds of years, going back into the 1600s in Elizabeth in England. Oh, they are still there today. Many people within the intelligence agencies don't know about it. Many people within the FBI do not know about the satanic influence. But when they hire a man to go around the country full-time to tell everybody there is no Satanism or satanic covens, it's all make-believe. You have to question what the real purpose of the Federal Bureau of Investigation really is. You go right ahead.
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, you have to remember that the FBI also denied the existence of the Sicilian Mafia for almost 30 years. J. Edgar Hoover, when asked about La Cosa Nostra, the five families of New York, he would say, those things don't exist. That's just urban legend. That's just bigotry. And for 30 years, these five families were allowed to emerge, and they're still haunting free people here now. So you can't go by what the FBI says at all, Dr. Smith.
Right. We'll be right back here in just a moment with William H. Kennedy.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Sattel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
William Kennedy, and we're simply talking about the satanic cults that exist. And here they've broken a pedophile ring with about 700 people being arrested. You saw that on the front pages of your newspaper yesterday. I didn't see it on mine. Maybe it'll be there today. Well, pick the story up there, William.
Well, you have to remember, Dr. Stan, you were mentioning the FBI earlier. The FBI also denied the existence of human trafficking, which is what we are seeing now. Just 10 or 12 years ago, the Federal Bureau of Investigation said the international slave trade did not exist. Now, with cases like today, the Son of God online pedophile cult being broken, it just flies in the face of what they said, as well as a few other things like Operation OAR. Now, my predictions for these 700 people who've been arrested, a small number of them, maybe 10 or 20, will actually be police officers who are involved in pedophilia. And I make this prediction based on earlier cases, not on any psychic ability or anything like that. I'm not Gene Dixon. I don't believe in those things. I base my predictions on logic and reason and past experience. So I think some of these people are going to turn out to be cops. It's a big problem there. Now, another thing you mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan, was the fact that our intelligence services are infiltrated by Satanists. That's true. The CIA was founded by a man named Dulles, who was a member of the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University, which undergraduates who are initiates kneel before the devil and take their final vows. Now, people like both President Bush's and John Kerry are also members of the Yale Skull and Bones. And the first directors of the CIA were all Skull and Bones men. And Robert De Niro recently made a film about the Skull and Bones Society, starring Angelina Jolie and Matt Damon. And it's based on the life of John Jesus Angleton, who was a member of the Skull and Bones and was the chief spy against the Russians during the Cold War. So what we're looking at here, and De Niro did an excellent job, by the way, in his film, what we're looking at here is these people in the Skull and Bones meet every year at a secret island in upstate New York they have on the St. Lawrence River, and they basically decide American foreign policy from this island. They're up there all the time, and there's about 800 of them alive at any time, but they decide everything. De Niro brought this out wonderfully in his film, and it's very much based on fact, the way this whole operation works. So,
what was the title of that film, do you recall?
Oh, the title of the film, geez, it slipped my mind at the moment. It was with Angelina Jolie and Matt Damon.
Okay, go ahead.
It was directed by Robert De Niro. But you just look it up on the Internet movie database and just put in Angelina Jolie and it will come up. But it was based on, you know, really, really hard facts concerning the founding of the CIA by the Skull and Bone Society. And it really is quite frightening how many people of prominence and importance are part of the Skull and Bone Society. I'm talking about members of the Heinz family, Heinz Ketchup, members of the Pillsbury family. William F. Buckley is a Skull and Bonesman. David McCullough, who's on PBS, who's an announcer, is a Skull and Bonesman. Fred Smith, the founder of Federal Express, is a Skull and Bonesman. It's quite amazing. It's like an octopus, and its tentacles go into almost all of anywhere where there's any sort of economic or political power in the world. It's quite shocking. I have it here. The name of Robert De Niro's film is The Good Shepherd.
Yes.
Someone just handed it to me. Thank you very much. It's called The Good Shepherd, and it is directed by Robert De Niro. Well worth seeing. It's about what I'm talking about, the founding of the CIA by the Skull and Bone Society at Yale. Rent that film.
Could I just comment that if you go to William Kennedy's website, he actually has film footage there that was actually obtained. Somebody risked their life to get it on video. The actual initiation into Skull and Bones, where they they kneel before the satanic figure. Is that right?
That's right. A man actually, they have a courtyard on the Skull and Bones headquarters, which is at Yale, and you can see this film at williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and go to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page and scroll down, you'll find it. And what a guy did is he leaned a camera off a neighboring building and filmed part of their ritual in their courtyard, where you see an initiate kneeling before a fellow dressed like the devil and performing a mock human sacrifice on another member of the cult. And it's all very serious and frenzied. It's not a funhouse type of thing. It's very intense and frightening. Now, another fellow, there's a film you can see at williamhkennedy.com where a fellow actually hopped over the wall of the Skull and Bones building, and he filmed. They have a sacrificial fountain in there, and it has two skeleton figures staring at each other, and they're holding another skull in their hands, and another fellow claimed he saw blood in this ritual fountain. Now, they also have another thing in there that looks like a spinning wheel. It has destiny written on it. It's a wheel of fortune, some sort of divination device, and it's suspected that it's used by members to ask questions about their future to the occult forces and to Lucifer. So they have this thing. It looks kind of like the Wheel of Fortune on a tarot card. So the Skull and Bones Society is just a satanic organization to the core. Now, what I found out that's even more shocking is George W. Bush kneeled before the devil at the Skull and Bones, but he was also a member of the Delta Epsilon Kappa fraternity and was the president of this fraternity at Yale. And he branded pledges with a triangle figure on their buttocks, which is called the devil's mark in occult lore. A triangle is the first letter of the Greek name for the devil, Diabolos. And strangely enough, there have been some murders in Mexico where they found similar triangle brands on the backsides of murdered women in Juarez, Mexico, in a wonderful book called A Harvest of Women. You can read about this. So George W. Bush actually got in trouble with Yale University and with the Delta Epsilon Kappa National Headquarters because he branded these people. He introduced this practice to this chapter of the Delta Fraternity, and one of the people he branded who will confirm this is Professor Bradford Lee, who was at the Naval War College in Connecticut now. He's on the faculty there. He was one of the pledges that George W. Bush branded with a triangle figure. So we're looking at a very sick and diabolical man who's in our White House, who has done nothing his whole life but join satanic organizations. And at other organizations he joined, like the Delta Fraternity, he turned into a satanic organization. He's also a member of the Bilderberg Group and of the Bohemian Grove.
Well, you know, Chris, he says we would never condone torture. Well, what do you call branding people with a branding iron?
Well, it is torture. It's unbelievable that he would do that, a triangle figure. And he was also, he was fined by the university and sanctioned by the university, and he was also sanctioned by the Delta Epsilon Kappa National Headquarters. And I don't want to demonize the Delta Fraternity. They do a lot of charitable works, and on their whole, they're a harmless organization. But when Bush infiltrated it, he tried to turn it into a satanic organization.
I think it's so interesting that when Tim Russert asked George Bush during the 2004 campaign about Skull and Bones, he said, oh, it's too secret to discuss. Well, I wonder how many people looking back on the fraternity, college fraternity, wouldn't be willing to openly discuss what took place in their college fraternity. But Skull and Bones is different than a college fraternity. It's for life. And actually, John Kerry, who is running as the so-called Democratic opponent, when asked by Tim Russert, gave almost the same answer. This is with them all of their lives. They will always be part of this satanic organization. And, of course, certainly the Bohemian Grove is satanic, even though many of the members may not realize it. But, of course, they revere the owl. The owl is the 40-foot owl, and we have the material actually published by the Bohemian Grove, where they talk about their almost worship of the owl. course, is the ancient sign of Moloch. So much of what's going on today gets into the ancient secret societies and the, of course, the ancient traditions of Satanism.
Oh, definitely so, Dr. Stan. And the Bohemian Grove, which was founded out in California in 1872, is, a truly diabolical organization. As you said, they worship this owl figure, and they dress up in Ku Klux Klan-type regalia and have a very, very elaborate pagan ritual where they do a mock human sacrifice, and they call this sacrifice the sacrifice of care. So what they're doing is they're symbolically destroying their compassion for other human beings and owing their alliance to each other. You know, all their allegiance and their alliances are to each other in this organization. And I'm talking about members we have like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Art Linkletter, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan was a Bohemian Grove member. Richard Nixon said that the Bohemian Grove was a homosexual organization with a different set of values. He used much harsher language than I just used. And he mentioned the Bohemian Grove many times in different tape recordings they have that he secretly taped in the White House. So it is an important organization at the very top echelons of power. Presidents talk about it each time. And I should say, Dr. Stan, many of our presidents have been occultists. Franklin Roosevelt consulted with Gene Dixon, a psychic. You know, Ronald Reagan had an astrologer. Richard Nixon also took Gene Dixon's advice. You don't think of Nixon as an occult type of person, but he was a Bohemian Grove member, and he took the advice of the psychic Gene Dixon. You think of him more as an opportunist, but when it came to occultism, he hopped right on the occult wagon as quick as anyone, old Tricky Dick.
And you know, most people do not realize how deeply Reagan was involved in astrology. Well, his astrologer wrote a book. It's called What Did Jones Say? It was
Joan
written by
Quigley was the
Joan
Ronald
Quigley.
Reagan's astrologer, yeah?
And I think, you know, you can get it on the Internet, as I did. I mean, most, you see, they have to suppress this information from the American people. They create our perception. They create our beliefs. They create our reality because they can control what we can hear and read and see. But it's a fascinating read. The book, What Did Jones Say? By Joan Quigley, available on Amazon. And she goes into great detail how she directed the course of the Reagan administration.
Unbelievable, isn't it, Dr.
Yes, it really is. Fascinating book. And the fact that most people have never heard of it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe.
Oh, definitely so, Dr. Stan. And when you consider that the main channels of the mass media and news are controlled by the very people who belong to these satanic organizations, I mean, just consider how many Federal Express ads there are on television. You're not going to see a lot of criticisms of the Skull and Bones because the founder of Federal Express, Fred Smith, is the owner and founder of that company, which pays out hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. He is now the number one distributor of packages in communist China. A Skull and Bonesman from Yale University named Fred Smith is the number one mover of packages in communist China. He also moves packages for the Central Chinese Communist government. So these people aren't loyal to any particular political system or government. If there's a buck to be made, they will be in there with their greedy skull and bones hands, you know, sucking what they can out of a situation.
We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy here at the American Freedom Network.
Founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, before we go on, William, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you and get the great information you have?
Sure. You go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. I have a free Satanic Crime multimedia page, which gives all films and documentaries and audio clips on the cases I cover in my book, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. You can get a feel for the book, but please go and enjoy all the free films. You can see the Bohemian Grove material we covered earlier. You can see the Skull and Bones material. You can see material on a film on Aleister Crowley and a film on Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan. You can see some information on Charles Manson and the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, and how he was part of a satanic cult. I have the full episode of Unsolved Mysteries with Maury Terry on my Satanic Crime multimedia page. So please at least go look and take advantage of the free materials I offer in a highly structured order on my page. And consider buying my book, too, because the combination of the two together will give you a concrete understanding of the modern phenomenon of Satanism like no other resource out there. I will say that I have the best page on Satanism on the Internet. I say that without hesitation. I don't know a better one that's out there, to be honest. You will get tons and tons of information. There are full-length books. You can read Michael Aquino's History of the Church of Satan, a full 500-page book. You can read Anthony Sutton's book on the Skull and Bones as an e-book for free, the full text of the book. You know, it's a full-length book. You get full-length books. You get full-length documentaries. I have a special page, Witchcraft and Modern Crime, which demonstrates that people like Gerald Gardner and Alex Saunders were really followers of Aleister Crowley. They weren't Wiccans or Earth worshippers. They were actually Satanists, posing as Earth worshippers. You can get some information how Sybil Leek, who really popularized the modern witchcraft and Wicca movement, was actually into black magic and hexing. You can see that Laurie Cabot, the official witch of Salem, Massachusetts, you know, she talks about Mother Nature, religion, and tolerance. Well, she threatened one of her old roommates with a pistol, held a pistol to her head, and she also sent this woman hexes. Now, when the Salem police came to arrest Laurie Cabot's daughter for child abuse, she put a black magic hex on them as well. You can read about this. You can read about all sorts of criminal witches. Brookie West, she murdered her mother and hid her body, and when the police discovered her body, they were surrounded by books on witchcraft and Satanism. You know, you've got Richard Thomas, who was a Church of England, high-ranking Church of England spokesman, who was practicing witchcraft on the side, and he went to, on the summer solstice, he downloaded 100 images of child pornography and went to a Wicca festival at Stonehenge. So this is the kind of material you'll get at WilliamHKennedy.com. It's unparalleled on the net. I also have a whole page of Aleister Crowley's cults. These are different cults that he influenced. You'd be surprised. The Church of Scientology is an Aleister Crowley spinoff. The Rosicrucian Group in San Jose, California, got their authority from Aleister Crowley to start a Masonic-type organization, which is called Amorc, or the Rosicrucians. Daffrey John, a man named Franklin Jones, whose wife is the daughter of Deep Throat, who was Richard Nixon's, who informed on Richard Nixon to the papers. Franklin Jones, he goes by a variety of names, but he mimics Aleister Crowley, and he has his followers worship him as God. This is all material you can get at WilliamHKennedy.com. No one else on the net has put this kind of information together in a structured fashion as I have. Again, I will say it is the best resource on Satanism on the Internet. I say that without hesitation, and I challenge anyone to show me a better site.
Well, I think it's vitally important people understand that we live in a pagan nation. We once were a Christian nation, but first they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. We can thank the Masons for that. And then step by step, they have paganized our schools. They teach our children, do whatever you want to. You decide what's right and wrong. Never saying we are to do what God tells us, because we've taken God out of our schools. How long do you honestly think God is going to stand by and allow us to continue doing what we're doing? He has always, down throughout history, brought judgment on nations and societies that have turned against him, and America and the church has turned against God.
Oh, that's very true, Dr. Stan. And for people who want proof of what you're saying, I suggest that they go to a Blockbuster video and just walk down the new releases section, which is usually on the walls of the store, and they will find themselves bombarded with pagan, satanic, occult, sexual, and violent images. And then when they're finished walking through that, have them go to the video game section of the Blockbuster video and look at the sorts of games. Again, you'll see satanic, occult, sadomasochistic, ritualistic sorts of things. Blockbuster Video is a huge channel for how children get their entertainment in our society, and it is just cram-packed full of diabolical, pagan, and occult images. This is what we are feeding our children. This is what we are putting into their minds. We're dumbing them down to being frightened of things like vampires and Satanism and all these kinds of things, which are very horrible. Now, by doing so, we dissolve their resistance against it, and it just becomes commonplace for them. So when you tell people that the president kneeled before the devil, in people's minds, satanic and diabolical images aren't that uncommon or shocking, so it doesn't affect them emotionally. This is a deliberate pattern that has been set by the powers to be to dumb us down, to brainwash us, to make us unaware of the occultism that is around us, and they use the television. I mean, just channel surf on your TV someday and you'll come across Sabrina the Teenage Witch, then you'll come across a episode of Charmed, Then if you flip a few more stations, you'll find a rerun of Bewitched, the old show from the 60s. Then if you flip a few more stations, you'll get a rerun of Firouz Balk's film, The Craft. If you flip some more, you'll be hit with more and more satanic and occult images. They are bombarding us with that, so they will numb us and dumb us down to it. And then when this diabolical world dictator, who is coming, Dr. Stan, we're moving towards a one-world economy and a one-world army, and when you have that, human beings will always look for an alpha male. We're like that. You will have a one-world leader. Now, if you want to call this one-world leader a despot or a dictator or a tyrant, that's fine. If you want to call him the Antichrist, if you're of a religious bent, that's fine. It doesn't matter what you call him. You can call him Donald Duck, and it's essentially the same thing. We're moving towards a one-world government, which will be satanic in nature. And through the entertainment industry, they are dumbing us down to the fact that we will be moving into a satanic age, and satanic symbols will move out of entertainment into all aspects of our lives. This is their plan.
We're moving towards a new world religion.
A single world religion headed by a single world dictator.
And that is so much of what's going on. We'll be right back in just a moment.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way, we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just reading an article before we came on the air about the number of books now are suggesting that you can be a Hindu and a Christian. You can be a Buddhist and Christian. You just want to include Jesus in your religion. You can be a Muslim and a Christian. You just got to love Jesus. That's all you got to do. Just include Jesus in your religion. And of course, this is the idea of we're moving towards a all-encompassing religion, a one-world religion, a new world order, a new world religion, a new world ruler. That's what it's all about. It's been about for 5,000 years. That has always been the plan, and it is coming to its fulfillment now, and that is why we're fighting over in the Middle East. To put down those countries within the Muslim world that don't want to go along over the one world government. And soon we'll be at war with the Muslim world, and the plan, and you can see that I laid that out in my February newsletter, simply quoting from the writings of Alice Bailey, and her writings were channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joaquin, and she recorded them in her books, where she talks about how we just going to get the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians, they're all going to fight one another and destroy one another, and then we can get this wonderful new society. That is why the administration is intent upon taking us to war with Iran, because it really doesn't make sense. The Iranian people don't want a war with the United States. The American people don't want a war with Iran, but it looks like it's only a matter of time. They've replaced the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he would have objected to using nuclear weapons, and heaven help us once we go ahead and use nuclear weapons, even if they're tactical nuclear weapons. We've set a precedent, preemptive war, preemptive use of nuclear weapons, that who could object when they're used on our cities and our people? Go ahead, William.
Well, you have to remember, Dr. Stan, that the powers that be are just out to control us, and they're just out to get as much money out of us as we can. George Orwell said that there are two classes of people, ultimately, the rich and the poor. Now, the rich comprise maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people, and the rest of the 6 billion of us on this planet are technically the poor, because the difference between the rest of us and that few thousand people is they actually control the means of production and the means of distribution for food and medical services and the things of the good life, which we enjoy here in America. But these same people, if it's in their best interest to pull the rug out of this country, they will. As I said earlier, Fred Smith, the founder of Federal Express and a former Skull and Bonesman, is the number one distributor of packages in communist China now, and he even moves packages for the Chinese government. That's a shocking fact. So these people have their tentacles everywhere, and we must educate people to stand up against them. If not, they will crush us. They have no concern for us. They want to cut the population down and have a very small middle class that serves them, and the rest of us are going to be more or less serfs in a corporate feudal state that will ultimately be run, as I said earlier, by a single world leader who will encompass both politics, economics, and religion. And if you don't pay homage to him, you will perish. You will not be allowed to buy food. You will not be allowed to have shelter. You will be rendered homeless and poor, like the people were in the third world and are in the third world, and like the people were in the Katrina disaster, and how they are still being poorly treated in the Katrina disaster. That's what they will reduce us to if we don't stand up to them. And we must first start with information and inform other people. And I encourage your listeners, you know, send an email of this program, you know, radioliberty.com, and let people know this show is on, and get, you know, buy some of your tape sets and share them with friends. And how you handle it is, what you say to them is like, here, borrow these tapes. It's Stan Monteith and William H. Kennedy. Listen to them and tell me what you think of them. That's how you approach someone. Give them the information to listen to them it for themselves, and then ask them what they think of it. And once you feed them hard facts like we do here on Radio Liberty, and I'm always very happy to be on this show, Dr. Stan, then they really, really know the truth. Because, you know, you are very good at backing up what you say, and I'm very good at backing up what I say. And that's why I set up that Satanic Crime multimedia page at WilliamHKennedy.com, so people can check all of my facts with verifiable sources from the mainstream media, which does report on these things, but they put them on the back burner of coverage. And that's why, you know, people are so ignorant or dumbed down to the fact that satanic perverts basically run our planet.
And if they could only understand that there really is another dimension, there really are demonic beings that can bridge them, and there are some of our people, key people, who've given themselves to the dark side. They've sold their souls to the devil for money and for sex and for power, and some of the richest and most powerful people in the world have been occultists. Andrew Carnegie was into the occult. Henry Ford was into the occult. Many of the Rockefellers are into the occult. And, of course, they've got all the money in the world, and they're serving the world leader. And the world leader is Lucifer. That is what people have to understand, and that is why things are happening as they're unfolding today. And the American people have to realize we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we are to love God, we are to fear God, we are to obey God and keep His commandments. But of course we don't teach that in our churches today. So anyway, William, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes, Dr. Stan. As I said earlier, once you become aware of this situation, you are automatically liberated from it. And please work to liberate others by giving them hard facts. You can get those hard facts at RadioLiberty.com and WilliamHKennedy.com. And I'd like to thank you again, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to get my word out on your very good program at the American Freedom Network.
It's always a pleasure, and especially when my voice is not doing very well, because you can carry the program fairly well on your own.
I'm a chatterbox. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back to wrap up this morning's program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And we carry William Kennedy's book, Satanic Crimes. We have another excellent book, Program to Kill. They both will tell you about so many of the same things. There are the satanic cults. David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Keller, was part of a cult, and the police refused to go after the other members of the cult, because there were people within the New York police hierarchy who were covering for that cult. And this is a recurrent story. I mean, certainly Charles Manson had worked very closely with the Process Church of the Final Judgment. Certainly you need to know about Anton LaVey and his satanic movement and its ties to other satanic movements here in America. And so I would suggest William Kennedy's book, Satanic Crimes, the book Program to Kill. we have a Diary of a Devil Hunter, excellent book about a man who was into Satanism, went out to help police forces here in America try to expose them, and of course the FBI was there saying, oh, there's no such thing, nothing to worry about, there is no Satanism, it's all imaginary. Well, it isn't, ladies and gentlemen, it's very real. We have a four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. We have a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. And we have, of course, so much other information out there. We have a new DVD on Monarch. It's quite a well-done DVD. Tying, of course, these occult practices into the intelligence agencies. We have, of course, the books on mind control and mass control and the exposés of the CIA delving into mind control on MKUltra. We have the book, The CIA Doctors. They were people whose job was to create mental disease. Their job was to create mental disease. It used to be called Operation Bluebird. It's called the CIA Doctors now. We have a CD with the files of 17,000 to 18,000 decoded CIA, declassified CIA documents. The information is there. It's available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my new talk, The Forbidden Secret. Then you need to see Chris Pinto's wonderful award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. These will open up a whole new world for you about the secret societies working behind the scenes in America, undermining Christianity and Christian values. And give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. Listen to our programs. Encourage others to listen. And if you didn't hear my talk I gave last week, it's entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. Comes with the syllabus till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Sattel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Respondent Diane Heigert reports that several people still haven't been found.
A two-year-old girl who had been in a mobile home that was swept away by floodwaters in Gainesville is still missing. Now, the Department of Public Safety says a number of other people are unaccounted for, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they...